This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta, celebrating its 51st year, gets underway tomorrow. If you've never seen the images or if you've never gone, it's an incredible sight. And a gentleman competing for his second title is from here in Kansas City. His name is Cody Robinson, and he is joining us on the line before this gets underway. Cody, thanks for joining us. We appreciate making the time.
Hey, Cody.
Hey, thanks for having me.
The first thing I just want to ask is, for those who are wondering, when you compete in a balloon competition, what are you competing for or against?
Yes. So the competition is they put this fabric giant X in a field somewhere, and they say, hey, go a couple miles away from this, and then you need to use the winds to navigate to that X, drop a little bean baggie that has a streamer on it to as close to the middle of the X as you can, and you'll score the most points. We'll do that the whole week here in Albuquerque, and at the end of the week, they'll say, whoever has the most points wins.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
So how did you get into this?
Yeah, both my grandparents were hot air balloon pilots. My grandfather retired from the Air Force, and then he bought a balloon. They lived in Albuquerque. That's where they retired at. And then so his daughters went, you're crazy. And they named the balloon Dad's Gone Bananas. So, yeah, ever since then, I was born later. I'm hooked.
So you are not a pilot by trade. You are a software engineer by trade.
Yep.
So what are the skills involved in piloting a balloon?
Yeah, so we have to go through all of the, you know, same FAA certification that like your, you know, Southwest pilots go through. Okay. We just don't get rated for a Boeing aircraft. We get rated for a hot air balloon. So You got to get your license, and then you also have to become a meteorologist. You got to know when the weather's going to cooperate with you. And a few other trades.
To that effect, as far as the weather not cooperating and things like that, have you ever had a harrowing incident up in the balloon where you had to land as quickly as possible? And if so, what do you do in a situation like that?
Yeah, so while you're going through your training, one of your training flights, you kind of have to push what you probably wouldn't normally fly in. So that way, while you're training with, you know, a certified instructor, you're kind of in one of those situations where maybe I shouldn't be flying. And so at that point, you know, balloons are weather dependent. We don't want to fly if the weather is, you know, more than 10 or 11 miles per hour. And so in that training flight, I think we were cruising about 20 miles per hour and we had to come in for a landing. And you got to use that little wicker basket to stop that big old balloon. And so we drug, right. I think, almost a full football field length across. We did this in the winter. It was an empty cornfield. We drug it forever.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you explain to us how you pilot a balloon? What controls are at your disposal in the balloon itself?
So a pilot has direct manipulation of fire. So adding fire to go up. And we also have a vent line that will let the hot air in the balloon out. So we have control of up and down. And then we'll use that to navigate the different air currents at different altitudes. So, like, on the ground, the wind might be going north. You go up 500,000 feet, and the wind might be going, you know, northwest. And so at those different altitudes, we can, you know, go up, down, and use those to navigate to the target we need to go to.
Wow. Okay.
All right. I we do have some questions from the text line that we'll get to in a minute. I have a million of them myself.
Me too.
But so something that would make me kind of queasy is going up in the hot air balloon, knowing I'm suspended and there's just the wicker basket beneath me. I'm assuming you can't possibly do this if you have any fear of heights, right?
Obviously I don't have a fear of heights. It wouldn't be the sport for me if I did. I have taken quite a few people on rides that are, you know, not a fan of heights. Mm-hmm. It's different than like walking up to a cliff and looking down. You start on the ground, you have a basket, it comes out just above waist height, and you go up slowly. It's not a thrill ride. A lot of people think, you know, they'll go in a balloon and it's thrilling like a roller coaster. It's actually very serene and gentle. We'll, you know, go up slowly, and before you know it, you're at altitude, and so you never really have the time to get scared of that altitude. And there's no sounds. You're with the wind. You don't feel any wind because you're moving with it. So the only sounds at that point are the fire above you. And no, it's an amazing experience.
Are there balloon competitions around the world? Is there a circuit of competitions that you take part in?
Yeah, I wish there was an F1 circuit or something like that where we could travel place to place. But no, there different cities do host hot air balloon competitions. I think the closest one to Kansas City is in Cameron. But it's in the beginning of the season. There's a massive one up in Des Moines, a big one in Texas, and then, of course, around the world. There is a world championship hot air balloons. I haven't been to that, but here in Albuquerque is probably the largest one, like the number of balloon-wise. About 200-ish balloons will compete this week.
All right. Go ahead, Jimmy.
I know. We can talk to you all day. Do they ever collide? When you have 200 of them together, do they ever collide?
The airspace is definitely congested, for sure. If a balloon collides with another balloon, like fabric to fabric, that is completely normal. That happens all the time. No risk. Everything's great. You do want to avoid like a basket to fabric situation like that. It could snag or something like that. But even then, that's still pretty good. So fabric, good.
So if I have a fear of heights, like I said, if I went up in one of these, and it was, you know, it's a slow ascent, I get it. What would happen? What would you do in worst case scenario? Like what? I don't even know what that would be for you up there. Like, cause you won't go up if the weather's not great. And if it's too windy, what would be the worst case scenario?
Worst case scenario. I haven't had it personally happen to me, but I've spoken to pilots who have like an elderly person and they like pass out and you need to get on the ground as soon as possible. We're trained, like every moment you're flying, you're looking at where you could land. You know, some situations you might be over like a forest or creek or something like that and can't land immediately, but we always have a plan in mind. If something goes wrong, how do we get on the ground as quick as possible?
It's a dumb question, but they never just pop, right?
We're not. We actually, you know, balloons use buoyancy to fly. A lot of people think it's just like a hot air means lift. So if you think of air like water, a balloon is like a bubble in the water. So that is how balloons actually fly. So they won't just pop.
Okay, good.
Tell us about your hot air balloon and what's the difference between yours and some of the other in that 200?
Yeah, so balloons do come in different shapes and sizes, even funny shapes. You'll see like a Wile E. Coyote balloon or, you know, a big cow. Mine is what they call a standard shape, and it is 90,000 cubic feet. So if you can imagine a basketball, how big a basketball is, that's one cubic foot.
Oh, wow.
So my balloon, the inside of it can fit 90,000 basketballs. So it is ginormous. It's 75 feet tall, 55 feet wide. But mine is not as big as they go. So like the big ride balloons, you'll see where they're carrying, you know, 12 people. Those balloons are like 300,000 cubic feet, and then they can get as small as like 50. And that's like a tiny, you think like a Porsche or something like that compared to the school bus.
All right, Cody, do you want to hear some questions from the audience from the text line?
I could talk balloons all day. Let's do it.
Okay. So could we all at this point, I think.
The first one is a relatively normal question. What's the highest you've ever been in a hot air balloon? Is there some sort of altimeter in a hot air balloon that tells you your elevation?
That's a good question.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We do have flight, you know, equipment and, you know, tools like that. We have altimeter, climb rate, ascent rate. We have to watch our balloon temperature, so we have a couple temperature gauges. I have been up to 10,000 feet.
Wow.
And let me tell you, even as a person not afraid of heights, 10,000 feet, you realize you're in a little wicker basket. And I was like, whew, okay, I'll come down now.
That's, yeah, okay. Second question. What happens if you have to pee? What do? Just go over the side?
Yeah. We when we're out flying in Kansas City, before we even leave the field, we're like, this is your last chance for pee. There's no onboard laboratory.
Yeah, I mean,
so nothing is the answer.
Yeah,
when you take people up, how it's not that you're not up there for hours, right?
Yeah, the average balloon flight we shoot for about an hour long.
Oh wow, that's a lot.
So I mean, like an hour. Long. Okay, then go beforehand, people. For God's sake. And this is the last one from the text line. Are you, and I was actually thinking about this too, cause I'm a history dork. Have you ever heard the story about the hot air balloon duel?
I have not heard about the duel. No.
All right. So this was in 1808. It was when hot air balloons were relatively new, and, two guys were fighting over an opera singer, and they took hot air balloons up into the sky. And then the duel was they shot at each other's balloons with shotguns, with blunderbusses. Wow. The one fired and missed, the other one hit, and his balloon went down. And I don't know if he wound up with the opera singer or not. But yeah, I don't think that that's happening too often in your neck of the woods, though, right, Cody?
No. One of my good friends does the horseback riding where he shoots balloons from horseback, and I always tease him, like, no, stop shooting balloons.
Is a bigger balloon harder to navigate, or does it not make a difference?
Oh, it does. Yeah, just like a school bus versus your car. The bigger it is, the harder it is to drive.
And does the competition take that into account? Like, hey, of course you won because you have a smaller balloon?
Yeah, so there is just one category. There's no different categories for different sizes. And I don't have the smallest balloon. There are actually some balloons smaller than mine. I have kind of a, you know, I like taking people for rides, and some of those smaller ones, you can't take as much weight. So I want to make sure I can still take my family and friends.
That's awesome.
Where do you lift off from in Kansas? Like, do you take rides out of Kansas City? And if so, where do you lift off from?
Yes. So in Kansas City, we normally fly at the Executive Airport down in Johnson County. Mm-hmm. It is like 151st and Plum, like that area. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I actually just got my commercial pilots and started a business. So
congrats. People,
come book a ride. BananaBalloonCo.com.
So wait, so you have a commercial license for taking people up in the hot air balloon?
Yes, yep.
So members of the public,
you said you
can
have to be
now.
Licensed too. That's awesome. What was the website again?
BananaBalloonCo.com.
Oh, that's so great. Cody, do you have any other?
I do. I could ask questions all day.
Yeah, I was going to say I could too.
Is there money in it? You don't have to answer that. But is there prize money?
Oh, yes.
In winning?
The Albuquerque's winning, the first place is 10 grand.
Wow. Okay, so that's what you got last year. That's what you're going for again this year.
That's it. We're trying to run it back. I'm a big Chiefs fan, and when we went back-to-back Super Bowls, I think that was the slogan. I'm going to try to do it. I have a Chiefs flag. I'm going to fly from my balloon. And so I think I'm going to run that one because, you know, the Red Friday flags?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's well, hopefully it'll be good luck for them this season. I mean, they're only at 500 right now. All right. Cody Robinson, world champion balloon. Wait, what's the correct term for it? Balloonist, right?
Yeah, or aeronaut is the old school term, but yes.
I like that, yeah.
Good luck. Right. It is so cool. This is we've never really had an opportunity to learn about hot air ballooning. It's so cool.
Very rarely do we get to talk to a world champion either. Usually it's just a bunch of losers. So Cody, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck.
Good luck
with this second competition and getting the world championship again.
Hey, thanks all. Nice to talk to you.
Thanks, Cody. Have a safe trip. Appreciate it. Okay. We're going to have to get back with him, Quentin, and find out how he did.
Yeah.
See if he won two in a row.
Speaking of winning, McDonald's is bringing back Monopoly.
Oh boy.
Yeah. If you remember the reason they got rid of it, this is kind of a significant news story because it was a huge scandal and they went, nah, screw it. We'll bring it back again. But here's the deal. This time it's impossible to win anything. We'll talk about that coming up in just a few minutes on Midday.
McDonald's is bringing back the Monopoly game. On September 29th, McDonald's announced its Monopoly game is returning to the U.S. after a 10-year hiatus. This starts on Monday. For a limited time, you can rediscover the thrill of the peel with new digital game pieces in addition to the classic ones. Do we need to remind people how this game was played? And we know how Monopoly is played, but how it was played at McDonald's 10 years ago?
Yeah, I was just explaining it to a young Quentin during the break. So this was really big in the mid to late 90s.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
90s, and it was anytime you went to McDonald's and got a value meal, on the soda and on the fries, there'd be a little peel-off sticker or whatever, a piece of the Monopoly board. And I think it was almost all of them were instant winners. Like they were supposed to be a thing where you they tricked you into thinking if you got the three of these, then you won a certain prize. But you could win millions of dollars through this, except for you couldn't, because what actually was happening was from 1995 to 2001, a guy named Jerome Uncle Jerry Jacobson, the security chief at McDonald's Monopoly vendor Simon Marketing, stole the game pieces. And that was cars, millions of dollars, etc. And then he'd find friends, relatives, and other people and give them the prizes so that they could then claim them and then kick back the money to him. Basically, they worked as intermediaries, and he didn't get caught for like 6 years.
Oh, yeah.
And the FBI had this, there's a great, what is it called? McMillions. It was a documentary on HBO called McMillions, and it was amazing. And nobody knew about it. It just went away.
Yeah.
And like there was some talk about some malfeasance, but nobody really knew what happened. 50 people were indicted. Wow. Jacobson admitted to rigging the game pieces with fraud, totaling over $24 million. McDonald's themselves weren't implicated in the scheme. So they voided the tainted wins that this guy got and then ran extra giveaways to make it up to customers. But it's like,
so
why
they fixed
would you,
it apparently.
But when people think about it now, they think about that. They don't, you know what I mean? It's like, hey, you know what? There's on NFL Network later today. There's a there's a retrospective of O.J. Simpson's career. Remember, he was a great running back. Yeah. Nobody remembers him as a running back for the Buffalo Bills. They remember the murders.
It must make a lot of money for McDonald's.
It has.
Otherwise, to, yeah. they wouldn't do it again. This go around, fans can win vacations, a Winnebago, the motorhome, a Lowe's shopping spree for the renovation of their dreams, and more. Each game piece also earns participants a bonus play for a second chance to win in the app, with the chance to win anything from free food to a $1 million cash prize. There was not the digital element last time, right? This is new because it's the digital element.
The app. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I don't even think in 2015 they had an app to speak of. All right. So here's the chances of winning stuff, though.
Okay. Because
if you remember the original game, it wasn't that hard to win, like fries or soda or something like that. That was almost like every other one came with a winning fry and soda. Not anymore. A free small fry is 1 in 25. Your chance of getting a free small fry is 1 in 25. It should be noted that your chances of winning any menu item are better, roughly 1 in 5 or so. So if you go a few times during the game, you'll probably get some free food item. The free fry, for some reason, is the hardest one to win.
Okay.
I don't know. Individual menu items, including the sandwiches and McNuggets, have odds between 125 and 198. The longest odds are actually 2 chocolate chip cookies or a mini McFlurry. You can also win McDonald's rewards points.
Oh, that's in the app. Rewards points get you free food.
So you get more free food.
You get more free food. Yeah, you can. And if you, John Grayson taught me this. I didn't use the app for for restaurants until he and I started talking about it. And if you just use the app, you can rack up all these points and you can redeem them for free food. They just, you gotta remember they expire.
Yeah.
That pretty quickly. So you just gotta use them.
Yeah, I joked about this. Me and my friend James talk about this. Is our 401k.
The
McDonald's value points. Mm-hmm. But here's where things get really absurd. Here are the bigger prizes. For an Audio Technica turntable bundle worth $500, you have a 1 in 59 million chance of winning that.
Wow.
Something you probably, if I won that, I don't even know what I would claim it. Like a turntable bundle? What am I, a 17-year-old DJ at some rate? Okay. Mm-hmm. A 77-inch Samsung TV from Best Buy worth $3,700. You have a 1 in 153 million chance of winning that. So not even half of the population of America.
Wow. Jeez. But there's still a chance. So people will play.
A $10,000 Lowe's shopping spree. You have a 1 in 2.6 billion chance of winning that. A trip to for 4 to Universal Orlando.
Okay,
1 in 4 billion. We'll win that. A 2026 Winnebago RV motorhome, 1 in 6 billion. So we're almost getting up to the population of the planet.
Yeah.
A Polaris vehicle worth more than $30,000. I don't know what they mean by that.
Okay.
What is Polaris? Why do I not?
I didn't know that either.
I can't place what that is now.
No.
I know what it is.
I'd have to look it
up. It's a power sports vehicle. Okay, that's what it is.
Okay.
So like they make snowmobiles, motorcycles, and a unique three-wheeled roadster called the Polaris Slingshot. You can win one of those. Now we're over the population of the planet. 1 in 11 billion people will win that.
Okay. How long does this go? How long? We don't know how long they're doing this. Right? We don't know how long you can play?
No. 4 weeks. The McDonald's Monopoly game launches next Monday. So that's coming Monday and runs for 4 weeks. The thing with the biggest odds is the vacation for 4 to a destination like Paris, London, Tokyo, Barcelona, or Maui worth over $50,000, and you have a 1 in 60 billion chance.
That would be funny. If somebody...
How many people on the planet again? How many people do we have?
About 8 to 9 billion. Depending.
Really funny if somebody who lives in Paris won the trip to Paris.
You give it to somebody.
I know. It's just,
you know,
I'd like to congratulate McDonald's, though. They found a way for me to gamble with my money and cholesterol at the same time.
Quentin, you are not a big McDonald's consumer. No. Is this going to get you to go?
No.
Have you ever eaten McDonald's?
I usually, when we go on road trips, I get a breakfast burrito.
You've never, okay. What is it, the Big Mac you've never had?
I've never had a McDonald's burger.
Huh.
I've had, when their McChicken burger was on the dollar menu in like 2019. Oh, I ate so many of those. Okay, I was in college.
Wow, you have a vice. We finally identified one.
You can get the McChicken meal. It's only $5 for the McChicken.
It's not the same.
It's not the same as
you going with your pals and you get the little tiny like McChicken slider. And I paid in cash. And what happened was is that we may have had substances before we went to the McDonald's. My one friend was always the designated driver, and we would all give him money and he would put it on his card. And we had the same like $8 that would go between all four of us back and forth when we would buy stuff. So yeah, that was the play.
I will remind people that Quentin is 26 years old. I know all of his stories make him sound like he is an old man.
Yeah.
And I will point this out because earlier on the text line, somebody said, quit making fun of Quentin just because he's an old man.
We love Quentin. If we didn't love Quentin, would not bother.
But I genuinely wonder how many people out there, if we didn't tell people how old he is.
Yeah.
Because you're sitting there like, yeah, you in my day, it used to be a lot cheaper for a McChicken. It used to be a dollar.
What's that carnival game where you have to like guess people's weight? If people were to just listen to the things that I say, how old would people guess that I am?
Let's not say his age, like purposely. Not say his age for the next week. Like that'll be nope, red buzzer. Can't say his age for the next week. And then on Friday next week, Quentin, write this down so you remind us. We'll ask people, how old do you think Quentin is? Just text it into the text line.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see. Any casual listeners, any newer listeners, they'll be thrown.
I didn't realize how old I was until I started doing radio. That's crazy.
It'll do that to you. Yeah. It does that to all of us. Yeah, it's the curmudgeon-y thing, too. You know, it's the anti-marriage, anti-love, anti-everything, basically.
Not anti-marriage. Just don't do it in front of my face while I'm watching the Royals play.
Every story we do about marriage, you say that's stupid.
You're not anti-marriage, just don't do it in front of your face. What does that mean? Yeah, hands?
Public proposals are bad. I don't want you to do it at my sporting venue.
I actually agree with you on that.
But we were talking about other stuff that you were like, no, that's, don't get married.
I'm going to a wedding next week.
You don't seem very happy about it.
No, it'll be great.
No, it's going to be great. What do you mean? What does it mean? I sound like I'm not looking forward to it.
It's going
to
be fun.
That's what he's looking forward to.
It's not going
to
suck. I'm not going to have to take my soul out of my body so that it survives this love fest that I'm going to be subjected to.
You're not in the wedding, right? You're just going.
Yeah.
No, he's
not.
I'm going
to the wedding. I'm not like actually in the wedding.
Oh, I thought you were like the best man.
No, that's another wedding.
That's another one.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm 26. Everybody I know is getting married.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's.
And then you'll go to their second weddings later.
Yeah.
But you're not getting a gift at your second wedding.
God, we love you.
All right. Coming up, we are going to be talking about things happening around Kansas City this weekend. For instance, things already happening.
Stay home.
Chapel Roan is in town and doing stuff. She's been spotted at several places around Kansas. I'll tell you, this is a benefit for her. Is if I saw her out, I'd have no idea who she was.
I did not.
Mostly because of the makeup.
Today at on Threads, somebody posted pictures of her being, and we'll talk about where she was later, and they posted three or four pictures in a row. I had to look and see who was common in each of those pictures to know who she was. I thought she's going to be in all of them.
What celebrity would you drop everything and go to, like, you heard that they were at a Trader Joe's near you. Would you drop everything and go to the Trader Joe's just to see if you can catch a glimpse of them? We'll talk about that next on Midday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Chapel Roan is in town. Two sold-out concerts tonight and tomorrow night. And I like the headline on KCUR. Trying to park in Kansas City for the Chapel Roan concerts? Good luck, babe. Yeah, dumb. Just dumb.
Yeah, I'm assuming those $50 spots at Union Station went pretty quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so,
if you didn't, I don't know what you're going to do. They say the event page notes, there are nearly 40,000 parking spaces in and around downtown, which is a short walk to the venue or the KC streetcar line. There is almost no nearby street parking, so you'll need to think about in advance. Fans can start lining up at 2 p.m. at ticket checkpoints before the doors open at 4.
All right.
The drive home today,
if you have
to go through downtown,
yeah,
it's going to stink.
Not to mention, apparently, there's a lot of homecoming
stuff
today.
That's right. This weekend is homecoming for some schools. Yep.
I'm close enough to my son's high school that they're doing it. He just called me, by the way, and was like, hey, you want to come watch the parade? And I was like, what time is the parade? He's like now? And I was like, yeah, buddy, I'm working. He's like, well, so?
Your son called you. Did he know it was a commercial break or did he?
Yeah. No, it was just good timing.
Was he listening to know? It just happened to be good timing.
Just good timing. He has no idea what I do for a living. Where I was like, buddy, I can't just go watch the parade. What, would you just come back? And I'm like, it's not a podcast where I can just stop recording and then come back to it later. It is a live radio show, and if I leave, then there won't be people there besides Jamie and Quentin. And I don't think they'll be okay with me going, hey, I gotta go watch a parade, see you guys later.
I mean, that would be funny if you did that, if you said, if you just during the commercial break said, sorry guys, I gotta bail early. My son wants to spend time with me, and so I'm gonna go into, because it is kind of flattering that he asked you.
Yeah, no, it was sweet, but it was also, you know, I don't want to go to a parade. I'm good.
It's also not, you know, very hot out, and this is not the time that I want to be out.
I'm fine with not going. So, yeah, the Chapel Roan show, or shows, I guess, on top of that, we listed all this stuff off before. So there's PBR, there's Chapel Roan, is like, besides Taylor Swift, one of the hottest artists going right now. What else is going on downtown?
It's First Friday.
So
that's always busy. I mean, and that's Midtown, so that's always going to be crazy. They said First Friday goers can park at the Kauffman Foundation garage for $4 or, you know, just try to find parking somewhere, which is basically how I think it's always going to be. Bull Riding is at T-Mobile Center.
Yep.
Which is, you know, 18,000 seats there, depending on how many they sell. I feel like I'm forgetting something that's going on, but and then just tomorrow, just Saturday traffic going to the farmers markets and just going up out and about and doing things in the city. I wonder if people, because I know they said 2 p.m. is when you can start lining up at the gate. I wonder if people are already there.
And, oh, I assume so. Yeah. This is Kansas City. We
tailgate.
We tailgate. We go
before
to Chiefs
Chapel
games
concert
at 11 o'clock at night for games that are 2 days later.
Yeah.
Gladstone is having their city fall festival. I don't know. Gladfest, I think, is what they call it. So
hopefully that doesn't affect downtown traffic.
But no, I just mean how many other like festivals around the city are going on. So if you try and go around the city, you know, how many other people are trying to go to other destinations?
So there's, she...
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, she was out and about, which has kind of been fun to see that she got here early. She got here yesterday. She went to Mildred's Coffee House this morning early and did a bunch of pictures and signed autographs and stuff. She apparently went clothing shopping at Daisy Lee Vintage in the Crossroads about an hour after opening. Mm-hmm. They said they knew it immediately that it was her when they saw her hair. She has very distinct red hair.
Mm.
And so, and took a bunch of pictures, which is just cool. It was about noon yesterday when she walked into the shop. She had just come from Mildred's, which is not that far away. Huh.
I've seen pictures of her out, and I'm like, oh, that's who that is. And I know who she is. I've heard her music, and I've seen her, but she's always just caked in makeup. So it's kind of like Lady Gaga being Lady Gaga, but then also being in movies, and you're like, who's... Oh, that's Lady Gaga, the girl from... A Star is Born is... Oh, I didn't know that.
How late do we think the show goes?
I mean...
There's an opener, I assume?
How late can it go? I think there's, like, rules for that, right?
I don't know.
I don't know. 11? 10:30?
Wow. Okay, so bars close at 2?
Yeah.
All those people then are going to go to bars downtown.
Oh, yeah. Good point. That's
right
gonna
after.
Crazy.
Bars are going to be crazy. If you are bar hopping tonight, if you are going out downtown, don't wait until 1:30 a.m. to call your Uber.
Mm.
Because the Uber surge pricing at 2 a.m. will be insane.
I asked people what celebrity would you actually drop everything and go to see if you heard that they were at Mildred's Coffee Shop or something. I got a bunch of texts on that. Somebody said Keanu Reeves.
Oh, bubble wrap him. Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, he's
do no wrong.
Dave Grohl.
Really?
Somebody said Chapel Roan. Where is she at?
Hiding somewhere right now, getting ready.
Jesus.
That
do I have
serious.
A billboard for you?
I was going to say, would Wheat Jesus suffice? Because we know where that's at.
Yeah.
And then somebody said something very nice. I would probably come to see you two before I go to see a celebrity.
Aw. We'll meet you.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
Two.
I can't really figure out what the rest of they're saying, but it's something local celebrities are right now be more than local. This is a national syndicated show. I think they're saying because eventually, obviously, like every radio show will be nationally syndicated, and then you know, will be huge.
Yep.
Somehow.
Got it. Perfectly clear.
Yeah, that'll happen. It'll definitely it'll happen for me one of these days.
Where I think this is a good time for you to live in South Overland Park. This is a good weekend for that.
Except for the damn homecoming parade right outside my door.
But you're gonna have that's just today. Like go. It's what time is the parade? It's right now.
It's right now.
After school.
He said it's at 1:40. So literally right, it's going on right now. I can hear it actually.
Getting home is gonna be fun.
There was some sign, like some random sign Katie and I saw last night. It said live music this weekend, but it didn't say where, it didn't say who, it didn't say when. And we're just like, is this for the Chapel Roan show? Is that like, what is, what
could
are
mean
they
anything
doing? Anyway, so coming up, we are going to end the show and end the week the way we always do with some out of context, weird shenanigans, little segment we call Magic Moments, where Quentin will replay things that Jamie and I have said during the week. And then we have to guess just what the hell we were talking about. It's coming up.
Wrapping things up on a Friday.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry. What?
I didn't mute my mic. I just realized on our little video.
Oh.
it gave me a warning. You are muted now, it said.
Ending the show, ending the week with a little bit that we call Magic Moments. It's not playing. There it is. Memories we've been sharing. I'm not hearing it for some reason, but that's
fine. We're
hearing
it, yeah.
Okay, well, as long as you're hearing it. That's weird that I'm the one playing it, but I can't hear it. Anyway, so Magic Moments, where Quentin will play little clips of Jamie and I saying weird, ridiculous stuff throughout the week, and then we have to figure out what the context was. So go ahead, Quentin.
All right. For better or for worse, probably worse for you guys, I took your advice from last week and I pulled something from Friday.
Oh, gosh. So that was...
I mean, while I could say all of this is your fault because you're the one saying it, this one I specifically put on you guys.
All right.
So here we go.
So that's quick and dirty. And then if I really want to have fun, then I have the fire pit that I built. That had to have been your favorite things about fall.
Right.
Right.
That's exactly what it was. Yeah. It was the chimenea.
It was the chimenea that didn't get me, that I strongly committed to in the list.
Right. And yeah,
people did not agree with me.
I wish I didn't remember it so specifically, because it would be funny to guess just what that
was.
But you shouldn't have left that last part on about the fire pit.
I thought I had to, because I was really assuming you wouldn't get that.
It's my fire pit. I'm very attached to it.
That was really, we had a very nice conversation about a chimenea.
Yeah.
Some people don't know what that is, but we explained it to them last Friday.
You're about to.
Yeah.
It sits up on a cradle. And so it sits about 2 feet up, a foot and a half up the ground, and it's got a big pot at the bottom that you put your wood into, and then it gets narrow. There's a big narrow pipe, and it's clay. I have one of those on my patio out back, and so that's good. The fire starts really fast in it. It doesn't, and you can get it out really quickly. So that's quick and dirty, and then if I really want to have fun, then I have the fire pit that I built.
There you go.
That was impressive. Nailed was immediate.
It.
Thanks.
I feel bad.
It's probably not going to stay that way, but
All right, number two.
Yep. Okay.
It was just a clown out there just juggling and farting every 30 seconds. I would watch it.
Is this from last Friday or this week?
No, we are now into this week.
Okay.
You know what's funny?
Earthly idea.
It's funny because I don't remember the context, but I remember the vibe. Okay. I remember saying that and going like, I don't know what that I don't know how that went, but that was funny to me. Wait, play it again. Can you play it again?
Yeah.
It was just a clown out there just juggling and farting every 30 seconds. I would watch it.
I have no idea.
I have no idea what the context is.
I think, I'll just play it.
Yeah.
If the halftime show was a farting clown for 30 minutes, which I think we've come close to a couple times.
That was Monday.
It was just a clown out there just juggling and farting every 30 seconds. I would watch it, or I'd watch the Super Bowl. It wouldn't affect me at all.
Right. Yeah. You're talking about the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Bad Bunny.
Yeah, because of the Bad Bunny. God, people will just... The people who pretend that they're never offended and we need to stop cancel culture are the most offended people in the world. Mm-hmm. All right, next one.
But I want to hug them. I want to ride them like a big furry tractor.
That's it?
No, that's my bad. I missed that.
Here we were talking about. I know.
I want to ride them like a big furry tractor, but I can't.
We were talking about bears. We were talking about bears and how bears are a frustrating animal because I want to hug them and I want to ride them like a big furry tractor, but I can't because they'll kill me.
Was that yesterday?
I think it was Wednesday.
We were talking about advice. Big Bear Week?
Because Big Bear Week, yeah.
Chunk?
That was the context, yep.
Yeah, 100%. Go Chunk.
Go Chunk.
Go Chunk.
Okay.
If, somebody, he's got you in a big old bear hug.
We do
the
bear walk. Did you ever do that in gym class?
Bear crawl. Yeah. All that stuff. And yet they'll rip your head off and eat your face.
Yeah.
Like, that's about, I want to hug them. I want to ride them like a big furry tractor, but I can't because they'll kill me.
I was thinking a lot about bears after the show, I'll be honest with you.
Were you?
I love them.
Bears are great.
I love grizzly bears. Love grizzly bears.
All right.
All right, next one.
Last one.
Yep.
Whoever the kidnapper, if they're halfway good at what they're doing, they're going to knock the phone out of the kid's hand or they're going to smash it.
That was yesterday.
That was, I guess, we were talking about...
Oh, kids using cell phones.
Kids using
too
cell
much
phones.
And... Yeah. Them because needing it in case they get kidnapped.
Yeah, if you're worried about stranger danger, like it's pointless because they'll just knock the phone out of the kid's hand. Yeah.
Yeah, Jamie's just giving advice to, criminals. No, that's what this show's about.
I like to.
First thing you do when you kidnap a child is search
hand,
him for a cell phone.
Step on it.
That's the first thing you do.
Did we get them all?
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, except for the first one. The second one. We didn't get the Bad Bunny one, the halftime show. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? You know the reason we didn't get that, Quentin, is because it was shorter. So much harder to get those short ones. As soon as they can kind of figure out the context, it's a little bit harder.
Yeah.
But did a great job, as always. That was a really fun way to end the week, as it always is.
Yes, indeed.
So we are out of here. Dana and Parks, maybe?
Either one, next? No. Sam says no.
John and Sam are up next. I'm sure Dana is not at the Chapel Roan show lining up because she's very sick. And she has a cold.
Yes.
Or she's just at home listening to the new Taylor Swift album
over
and
over. Sam's just giving me funny notes in there.
Who knows where she's at? But you'll have a good time. We'll have a good time. We'll see you Monday. Bye, everybody. Bye. Love you. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.